week 3 message from them. And the title today is this: 4 signs. Y'all heard that? 4 signs you might have a keeper. 4 signs you might have a keeper. Have y'all enjoyed the first 2 weeks of the study? I think it's been pretty good so far. How about y'all guys? Amen. Today, though, we're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about marriage. Ooh. Last week, we talked about a little bit of like a job interview, didn't we? An awkward job interview when you first start talking to somebody, first start dating somebody. Amen. Back in our day, talk was the first thing you did. Now, it's like, oh, let's just skip that part. Guess what? That's what the world's got wrong. You don't need to skip the talking start. You definitely need some conversation. Or as they say, convo now, I guess, would be a term they use today. You need some convo today before you want to start taking somebody out, before you want to get to know them even further than what you might at that point. But the world will tell you, Satan will tell you, oh, you ain't got to worry about that. Yeah, they're perfect for you. They're exactly what you want. How many of y'all ever heard that? Y'all know Satan be telling you that, don't he? And a lot of times when you hang in there for a little bit, what happens? They are not what you wanted. They are far from what you wanted. Sometimes they're so far from what you thought they were, they might go into cray-cray mode. Y'all know what cray-cray mode is, right? That's how far off we get with our judgment of people sometimes. Just listening to what the world tells us of how to get in touch with somebody, how to connect with somebody. Trust me, connection is not about the physical when you first start talking to somebody, when you first want to develop that relationship. Physical is the last thing that should be on our minds. Amen? So that's what we're going to talk about. And today, the world will even tell you, oh, and sometimes this does work out, but most of the time, no. But Satan will roll that thing out there. What's it called? Oh, what is it now? Is it Tinder? Is that still out there? Y'all know what Tinder is? Or Friend Finder or whatever. What is it, the online dating apps? Y'all can tell I don't use them. I can't even tell you the title of them. But today, Satan will tell you, oh, you ain't got to worry about none of that. You can skip straight over the talk. You can skip straight over everything. Just look at them online, see them online, and go straight to a relationship with them. Trust me, if that's the relationship you're trying to get, you are asking for cray-cray to be rolling up in the house any moment now. Because you have no clue, and vice versa. They have no clue what you're like, truly. We can all put on a good show, can't we? We can all put on a good show for the camera. Amen? But then when the truth rolls around, it's like, I should have been on some other channel. That's definitely nowhere near what I thought they were. How many of y'all ever seen somebody online pic, and when you met them, that is not the person you see the picture of? Amen? Hey, that's Satan trying to fool you. That same kind of, oh, they look cute. And then when they get there, it's like, who are you? Oh, I'll cut my hair. Yeah. A haircut does not change the entire picture. A haircut will not change your look of your face. But Satan will try to get you to just go with that, won't he? Because we're all human. Amen. Even us old people in here that are married and everything, we're still human. We still think things look good. That's where we look at first. Amen? And we're going to be that way until we go to heaven because of that human side with us. But that's one thing that Satan will try to get you to go through. And look at you, online dating. Oh, you can meet him, you can marry him. Then you live the rest of your life with him. Trust me again. If you're talking to him online, you have no clue what they're really like. Start up a true convo, a talking convo. Not a video combo. Amen? Because even on video, somebody can hide stuff from you. Amen? But what's happened is, with this online dating, it's turned people into a commodity. Just like beef, they're being sold online. They're looking for the type of people that you're shopping for. Has a hook. You might be looking for a guy. What are y'all ladies looking for? I'm sure you're looking for him to be attractive, right? Ain't nobody want to marry nobody ugly like me. Hey, man. Y'all want him to be attractive, don't you? A lot of times you want him to be funny. You want him to be driven. You want him to have a good job, right? You want him to be strong and sensitive, handsome and humble. You want somebody to share desserts with you, don't you, ladies? Some of y'all ladies are okay without, if we eat all your own desserts, though, but that's okay. But you want to share desserts with them. That's your perfect guy. That's what you're shopping for, your type. Amen? You want to share the gym with them and different things. You want to dance in the rain with them. Amen? Remember, we're still in that chick flick book of Ruth. You want to dance in the rain with them. You want to go watch movies. Watch The Notebook. Sometimes you want them to wear socks with faces on them. Just so you can, because it's the type of people that you might want to hang out with. Amen? So going with all that in our brains, in our thoughts, we're going to continue our study on the book of Ruth. Y'all remember Ruth, right? The Moabite woman. But she left Moab and headed for Bethlehem. She left the Moabite gods and committed to God, to the God of Israel. Amen. This week, we're going to watch Ruth, a widow. We're going to watch what she does. Y'all remember who she met last week? What was that dude's name? What? Somebody tell me. This is Boaz. Remember Boaz on a just so happened meeting from God. But we're going to talk about that. She's widowed. She gets to know Boaz. See, having principles helped you like it helped her. It helps you, date wisely. It helps you strengthen your marriages. So I think we're going to enjoy this week with some practical, helpful stuff going on that even we can use once we're married. Amen. And one of the main principles is this. Instead of just looking at what we can get from somebody, I suggest we look for what we can give to somebody. Y'all hear that? Instead of just looking at what we can get from someone, may we look at what we can give them instead. You don't just attract what you want. You tend to attract what you are. So we're going to continue in Ruth chapter 2. We're going to watch as Boaz gets to know Ruth. And we're going to see this. We'll see four signs that you might have a keeper. Four signs that Ruth found in Boaz that we can still use today when we're looking for somebody. The first one is this. We're going to be seeking character. Or they're going to be seeking character. They're going to be exploring connection. They're going to be showing consideration. And they're going to be receiving confirmation. Everything is right. So going back in context a little bit with you again. Remember, Boaz is a man of standing. He's a good guy, right? He loves God. He was kind. He was generous to Ruth. He was the type of guy that had integrity. Amen? That people looked up to. That people took advice from. That people loved. Amen? So Ruth chapter 2 verse 10 says this. At this, she bowed down with her face to the ground. She asked him, "Why have I found such favor in your eyes that you notice me, a foreigner?" Ooh, think about that. She was in the land of Bethlehem. She was in God's people, among God's people. Amen. She was out there with a bunch of other people. Trust me, she was not the only one digging up, picking up the scraps. Amen. There were other widows, other people out there in the same boat. But look at that. She said, "Why have I found favor in your eyes that you noticed me, a foreigner?" He noticed her over all the other people that were out there. She may not have had the highest self-esteem. Amen. We may not have the highest self-esteem today. We might think that same thing. Why me? Why me? The same thing she asked. Why me? He may have been attracted to her. We don't know really, do we? Boaz doesn't really confirm anything or affirm anything on the outside, does he? But what's most important is what's on the inside of him. So what's she do? She sees his character. She sees his character. She was seeking somebody with character. In Ruth 2:11 it says this, "Boaz replied, 'I've been told all about what you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband, how you left your father and your mother and your homeland and came to live with the people that you did not know before.'" Seeking character. Amen. Basically, he heard. Somebody told him, right? Somebody told him. It's just a check. Just happened. Had just happened to stop by. Somebody put a bug in his ear, right? Heard that you'd left Moab for Bethlehem. To what? She could have stayed in Moab, right? But she left to pursue one true God. And I'm sure he's seen that in her. She was also loyal and seeking in her character because she was loyal to her mother-in-law, Naomi. She was loyal to God as well. She wasn't a victim. Amen. She wasn't expecting a handout. She was a hard worker. He's seen that in the field when they were doing the harvest. She didn't compromise her body. She didn't compromise her values by selling her body. That's pretty good character, isn't it? She had character. She had character. And he, I'm sure, noticed her godly character. Any dates that we're looking to go on, whether we're married or looking for our roof to Boaz, remember, when you first meet them, seek their character, not their body. Seek their character, not their body. Amen. You will truly learn what God has out there for each one of us and how special somebody can be compared to what Satan will tell you. Because trust me, the Satan side of dating and living together, it can be fun for a moment. But those moments end really fast. Amen. God's moments, God's love, God's character relationships last forever. So I ask you today, are you a person of character? How's your spiritual character today? Spiritual character. Get that word out. Are we living just by our Christian name? Or are we truly disciples of Jesus Christ? Do we bar hop on Saturday nights or Friday sometimes and roll up in church on Sunday? Are we jumping from bed to bed? Amen. We all know people like that, don't we? What type of spiritual character do we have today? You don't build a life of righteousness on a foundation of sin. Y'all hear that? there at home, I'll repeat that for you. You don't build a life of righteousness on a foundation of sin. Satan's way is a foundation of sin. Amen. We don't grow in God's word by living with a foundation of sin. Don't just go to church. Don't just show up inside the walls. Amen. We must be serving. We must be seeking the true character of God. Amen. We have to tell the truth to everybody. We have to conform to Christ and not the world. Because trust me, none of us are perfect, are we? I know I'm not perfect. How about you? But we're being perfected daily by staying in that work of righteousness and seeking character of God each and every day. So when you seek character, you're going to meet somebody. You got to pay attention. Pay attention to what God tells you. Not what the world tells you. Not what your friends and family will tell you. Amen? But to what God tells you in His words. You got to notice, have a character of how you treat your family, how you treat your waiters when you're out. We have to have a heart to serve and a good work ethic, kind of like they did, kind of like Ruth and Boaz did. Because I promise you, Boaz wouldn't have what he did if he didn't have a good work ethic and serve everybody around him. Just watch them. When you're out, maybe it's not even you, like at a restaurant. So watch how your friends and your family treat the waiters and people, customer service people, when you're out places. How do they treat them? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they jerks? How many of y'all know family members? How many of y'all have been jerks? I better not be the only one. We've been jerks sometimes when we've been out. Not necessarily just food. But other things that we've been out with customer service and things, we tend to let it get to us, don't we? It's like, oh, wait a minute. That was pretty bad service. Well, I ain't giving you nothing. Hey, I've been there before. Okay, I've said that before. But we need true quality friends. True Christian friends. True character friends. They have good work ethics and are willing to serve. When a person shows you who they really are, believe them. When a person shows you who they really are, believe them for sure. Amen. If you're dating somebody, if you're engaged with somebody, if you're in middle school, think about growing up and dating somebody and marrying somebody. Think about this. If they're not helping you get closer to Jesus, get out of Moab. If the person that you're dating or a person you're engaged to is not helping you get closer to Jesus, it's time for us to get out of Moab. Run to Boaz. If you're female, anyway, we'll get there in a second. Because they got to have a man of character. And Boaz, with his man of character, noticed Ruth's character and explored the opportunity to connect with her, didn't he? And in exploring that connection, Boaz took his time. He DM'd her a little bit, didn't he? He's like, hey, what's up? How you doing, Ruthie? Okay, he may have not called her Ruthie, but it sounded good at the moment. But he was hitting her up, wasn't he? He was on her Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram. Oh, I don't guess they call it Instagram anymore. It's just Insta now, ain't it? And X. Yeah, we can throw Twitter in there too. He wanted that connection. He liked the character that he saw in Ruth. So what did he do? He didn't invite her out and just go running around, did he? And take advantage of her like everybody else probably would have. He invited her on a lunch date to connect with her, to get to know her. Amen? To get to know her. Ruth 2:14 says this. At mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come over here, have some bread, and dip it in the wine vinegar." When she sat down with the harvesters, he offered her some roasted grain. She ate all that she wanted and had some left over. Amen. The man of character fulfilled every need that she had in hunger at that moment and even had some left over. That's what being a giver does. That's what giving instead of taking does. But Ruth don't move too fast, does she? She's floating around. But she has a connection with Boaz. She has a connection with Boaz, the ladies today that you would want. The guy who will initiate effortless. Pursue you. Not your body. Amen. But Boaz pursued Ruth herself and her spirit. By discovering her character and exploring the connection for her. He also showed consideration, didn't he? In Ruth 2:15-16 says this. As she got up to glean, Boaz gave As she got up to glean, Boaz gave orders to his men. Let her gather among the sheaves and don't reprimand her. Don't reprimand her. Even pull out some stalks for her from the bundles and leave them for her to pick up. And don't rebuke her. Amen. Consideration. Another character that you might have a keeper. Is your boyfriend, girlfriend, are they considerate for you? Do they think about you before they think about them? Hey, we've all been there, haven't we? We've all been the me. What I want happens first, then what everybody else wants. Amen. But it's time that we Boaz some people that we actually truly are there for them rather than us. Because he did this by guarding her dignity. He did it by letting her work. It wasn't a handout, was it? She didn't get a handout. She worked for it. Amen. She earned it. Amen. He did make it a little bit easier for her. By giving her a little bit extra, though, right? Going out of the way to bless her. He was a giver. Giver. Levitical law. Give poor what's left over. That was the law at the time. Give the poor what's left over. Let me read that again. Not doing so, or going to do what the law requires. But he blessed her with more, didn't he? He blessed her with abundance in his consideration for her. Ruth 2:17 says, so Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. An ephah, which is spelled E-P-H-A-H, is equal to about 2 weeks' wages back in. And she got it, she worked it in a day. She was blessed with 2 weeks' work wages. So God and Boaz was blessing her with more.
than what they had to.
Amen. When you're dating, don't settle. When you're dating, don't settle. Don't want somebody, or you got to want somebody that don't just meet your expectations, but exceeds your expectations. So ladies, when you're out there, put some thought into your date or who you're dating. Do they keep your car clean? Do they buy you thoughtful gifts or gifts? Do they take you to an actual restaurant, not a drive-thru? Do they ask questions? Do they value you? Do they protect you? Do they pray for you? Are they honoring you like Boaz did for Ruth? If you want a Ruth, it's got to be a Boaz. It's got to be a giver. And the same thing with Ruth. If you want a Boaz, you got to be a Boaz. You got to be a giver, just like he was. Amen. Don't just attract what you want. Attract what you are. Pretend to attract what you are. So you're looking for character. You're looking for connection. You're looking for consideration. Amen. And the last thing, the fourth sign is this. Are you receiving confirmation? Ruth takes home Ephraim, a mother load of grain. What? She shows it to Naomi. And Ruth 2:19 says this. Her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." The mother-in-law even knew about Boaz, didn't she? She even knew about that little chance meeting, the just happening meeting. Mother-in-law, I'd say, probably liked that guy, wouldn't he? Did a good job. He's good to her. He's honorable. He's a godly man. Amen. And Naomi, loving Ruth, basically his own daughter now, since nobody else is around. I'm sure she prayed for a godly husband for her and got some confirmation of it, didn't she? With Boaz. It's always a good sign when those who you love the most like who you like. It's confirmation. It's good when your mom and dad like who you're dating, who you're wanting to marry. Amen. And they like people truly that have strong values. And hopefully we can truly have Christian communications and confirmations from our family and our friends who we trust. Amen. If they don't like the person you're dating, y'all hear this? If they don't like the person you're dating, you might be wise to listen to them, because there's something off in the equation. Amen. There's something wrong with the Boaz. Or there's something wrong with the Ruth in the equation. And trust me, your family will truly tell you. Sometimes it hurts when they tell you the actual truth that you don't want to hear, but you need to know. Amen? So sometimes when they do, we got to be a little bit more understanding. We got a little bit listen a little bit better for it. Amen? I know I missed something down here. I knew I'd miss something on the bottom. So here, again, be wise and listen to them. Because what you're going to throw back to them is this. But I love him. But I love her. Amen. We've all done that, right? They got so much potential. They got so much going on. You don't know her or him like I do. Amen. We've all been there. We've all struggled through that conversation sometimes with our parents, because we've always brought somebody home at some point that they didn't like or they didn't feel comfortable with. Amen. But when we get in that situation, we got to be careful. We got to be careful. Especially when we might be involved with sin with them. Amen. In certain ways. Especially maybe if it's sex outside of marriage. Because the Bible teaches us this. Sex is a gift. Amen. It's not just to be floated around from person to person. It's reserved. It's reserved for the covenant of marriage. Between who? A man and a woman. Nobody else. Amen. Not a man and a man. Not a woman and a woman. A man and a woman. It's a gift that God gives us. Proverbs 5, we're told, though, that sex is intoxicating. And premarital sex can be a little bit like being drunk. So stay away from it. People look better when we're drunk, for those who have drunk in the past. Think we love them when it's not true love, it's just infatuation because we're drunk on that sex. We got to sober up, guys. If we're living like that, we got to sober up. We got to truly live the way God wants us to and keep that sex as a special gift. So when mom don't like you, when dad don't like you, when bro doesn't, when the dog don't like him, when your best friend doesn't, when your old best boyfriend doesn't like you, it's not likely the best situation, is it? It's confirmation, though. It's confirmation from God that something is amiss in that situation. Ruth shows up sweaty, don't she? Not looking her best. Amen. And Boaz sees her character and seeks a connection with her. Shows her consideration and gives her confirmation. What if you're dating? You don't see those qualities. Are you wrong in the relationship you're in? What if you're married? Your relationship might not be where it should be. Because some of these characters might be missing. Ruth told Naomi, this man, who? This man who blessed us, his name is Boaz. And Naomi's like, Boaz, may the Lord bless him. So Naomi knew right up front, good character, good resolve. Integrity. Wasn't going to be somebody who's going to go run around on Ruth. She'd give that confirmation immediately. Amen. Ruth 2:20 says, he is one of our guardian redeemers. And I'll throw you a metaphor out there. Guardian redeemer. A relative who protects. Who pays for the debts. Who provides for the families and their losses. Legally, Boaz is not obligated to do any of that for Ruth, is he? He's not an Elimelech's brother. Amen. Ruth herself is what? She's not Israelite. Amen. She's Moabite. Boaz doesn't owe Ruth a single thing. Amen. But he chooses to give her everything. It's not the law. Amen. That's grace. That is the grace of God that was living through Boaz at that time. Jesus is our guardian redeemer. He protects us. He paid our sin debt. He meets all of our needs. Huh, sounds like Boaz, don't it? He is all things good to us. He takes what's broken, amen, like me, and He makes us new. If anybody is in Christ, we are a new creation. The old is gone. Amen. No matter where we've been, no matter what we've done, no matter what we might be doing now, amen, we're living together, struggling with our marriage, healing from a divorce, whatever. Guess what? Our God is a loving, redeeming, integrity-filled, redeeming God that will save us out of our darkness, will save us out of the fields of gleaning for our food. As they get ready to come for the final song, let's pray. No sin is too great for God's grace. No marriage is too broken for God's healing. And no relationship is beyond God's redemption. Jesus is truly our guardian redeemer. He loves us. Right here where we are, right online if you're listening, God loves you. He's ready to redeem you if you are ready. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for all you do, Lord. Lord, as always, I thank you for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, for your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, for your Holy Spirit falling fresh upon each one of us today, Lord. Lord, may we get the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord. Lord, about what it's truly like to live with godly character, to glean from your mercy, your love, your grace, Lord. Lord, how we can truly have an effect on someone else's life, Lord, for good or bad, whichever way we decide to go with it, Lord. Lord, but I pray that you would put upon each one of us the heart desire to live as a Boaz in this world today, Lord. Lord, to live as a Ruth, Lord. Lord, to meet each other in the middle, Lord. Lord, for the love, the mercy, the grace of the dying Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything you do. In your name I pray. Everybody say it. Amen. Amen.